Jay uses his daily bonus minutes to call his mummy before bedtime. Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Big Brother's Big Ears.
Can't believe it's time for another Big Brother summer again.
More housemate madness will they ever learn?
I'm turning on, tuning in, and ready to be Big Brother's Big Brother 9! Bring it on!
This is Big Brother's Big Ears.
I can't wait for Big Brother this year. I'm literally going to wet myself. I can't wait!
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother with Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney.
I love it.
I don't think I'm on the webcam. I think the webcam is pointing away from me. I've just seen it's kind of angled more towards Mr. Bello and away from me. Well, we'll move that later on. Don't worry, computer listener. Anyway, it was bound to happen. After only 2 weeks inside the house, Belinda is out of there.
She's gone. I wanted to do a bit of a singing tribute, but it didn't really work. That was much better.
Man.
I'm Gemma Kearney, by the way.
Good afternoon to you.
I'm Ian Lee. This is Big Brother's Big Ears, one of the best radio shows in the world, it says here. But not just a radio show. Oh, yeah. Remember, you can also subscribe to Big Ears for free via the iTunes. Now, we're in the iTunes top 100 chart.
Seriously?
Yeah, but so is a load of other cack. So, you know, don't read too much into it. No, but we are in there. But what I'm saying is we can get higher is if people, they're listening to us now, and that's lovely. But if they then go to iTunes and subscribe anyway, then we go higher up the chart, you see. We might nudge the top 60.
Congratulations, one ear of Big Ears.
There we go. Well done, the other ear. Now, if you'd like to get in touch tonight and tell me if I'm on the webcam or not, could you call up 0871 200 1048? That's 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10 pence a minute from a BT landline. Calls from other networks may vary, and from mobiles will cost considerably more. You can text us as well using the text service. Text the word EARS, followed by your comment to 83188. Remember, texts are charged at user's standard network rate. Terms and conditions for our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/Big Brother.
You're so much better at that than me.
Yeah, I know, because I can read.
So rude.
I am the facilitator, so I am a manager of people.
Yeah, you're just gutted because you missed
him. I missed Mario because I was in, I don't know where I was the other day, but I wasn't here.
Prison again?
My mobile phone didn't go off. I didn't wake up in time, so I didn't come in.
Anyway, I'm shutting him up. As usual, I'll be your Big Ears midwife tonight, inducing your forum comments, birthing your text, and cutting up the umbilical cord of your big up questions. I did not write that.
A tiny little bit of sick came up as you were making that was absolutely awful.
Birthing. I apologise.
Oh, dear babies.
Belinda is the seventh person to exit the Big Brother house. Did you have your money on her? I hope you did, because then you got a bit of cash. Is it going to be curtains for Darnell after housemates failed the French task? And come on, the food budget, what is that about?
He muffed it up so badly. This is what they've got to eat this week, right? Is eggs and tuna. And that's it. There was a very funny bit when Rex was waving around a vegetable. He goes, right, let's play a game. What vegetable is this? For the first time, I found myself laughing at Dale. We went, go on then, Rex. Tell us what that vegetable is that no one knows what it is.
What was it again? Oh, yeah, an artichoke.
Yes.
It's an artichoke.
Sorry?
Is that an artery?
Oh, dear God.
Right, we'll come back to that.
Gemma and I will speak to tonight's evicted housemate, Belinda, later on. But our best mate and Big Brother nut, he's a little bit Big Brother bonkers, if you ask me, it's Brian Bello. He didn't invite me to his birthday party this week.
I did. I invented the sound engineer, and he didn't pass the invite over.
Well, Patrick, the sound engineer, is no longer with us.
Oh, yeah, he's in hospital now.
Anyway.
It's not even very funny.
It's not funny at all. So, a bit of respect, Brian Bello.
No, I meant Dan.
You're saying these names. The listener doesn't care or know who these people are. Let's move on to what they do care about. They care about Bianca Gascoigne.
Oh, I care about Bianca Gascoigne.
You spoke to the chubby TV presenter early on in the
day,
didn't
you? She's not chubby.
Oh, is she?
She was at my birthday party. I love Bianca.
She was at your birthday party? We weren't.
You was invited. It's in the post.
I know. Ian's really gutted because he would love to have been getting down with Jodie Marsh.
Yeah, Jodie was there as well.
He likes a lady with a lot of makeup on.
Oh, she's lovely, Jodie.
Anyway, Bianca Gascoigne, I did speak to her earlier. Before we get to hear what's been happening in the house, we've got Tom Thurlow, the Big Brother on the Streets presenter. We've got him on the phone. Hello, Tom.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic, thank you. Gemma, I'm sad. I thought I was going to be seeing you earlier. but what, I didn't.
What were you down at Elstree, were you?
Yeah, for this week, I did a special Big Brother, sort of, you know, on the streets at Big Brother House episode. So you, I know. I'm going up in the world.
You got to meet the real, real obsessives.
Yes, oh my God, they all line up. Oh, did you? Oh my God, you wouldn't believe the queue that people form.
I've experienced it before, it's quite astonishing.
Crikey, honestly, I felt so sorry. I thought, you know, some of them had been there since 2 in the afternoon. Yeah. I thought, I'll run and get them some water, but I didn't.
No, you weren't that bothered, were you, Tom? You thought about it and then you thought, no, sod them, I'm going to get them in Winnebago and have some champagne.
Absolutely, I gave it some thought, though.
Good lad.
So, Tom, what's been the word on the street this week?
Oh, gosh, okay. Well, Belinda, I think she was, you know, she was out from the start. She never had a great start in the house.
No.
She was always, you know, boring, annoying, snoring. You know, yeah, she was a goner, wasn't she?
Yeah.
I think Rex needs to be careful, though, because, I mean, he didn't win with that. I mean, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that, basically, you know, the eviction tonight.
Tom, can I stop you? Have you been boozing today, my friend? We do not allow boozers to come on the Big Brother's Big Ears. Pull yourself together, man. There are literally tens of people listening to this broadcast.
Excuse me, I've been working long today. I've been vox popping.
Been working long.
You tell him, Tom.
You tell him, Thomas.
That's enough of your cheeky. And in fact, Ian, I listened to last week's show.
Oh, yes.
And you said I was boozing that one as well. What kind of brand are you giving me?
I just thought, Tom, all I'm saying is I know some people who may be able to help you.
Tom, he said it to me every week, don't worry.
Really?
Yeah.
What you're trying to say, Tom, is that Rex still got 35% of the vote or thereabouts this evening, didn't he?
That's right, and I think he needs to be careful because if he goes up against a popular housemate like Dale or Kat, you know...
Do you think he's got that, though, because he keeps on throwing tantrums?
Oh, say that again, Brian.
I said, do you think he's...
because he didn't hear you, just he likes the sound of your voice.
I said,
think he got it because he keeps on throwing tantrums this week?
I like the moody side of Rex.
Yeah, see, I think Rex is arrogantly charming.
And I agree, that's a good way of explaining it.
Yeah, his arrogance is actually really amusing because he's just straight up on what he thinks, but the fact that he can't deal with what Big Brother dishes out isn't endearing. So you just got to take the task and just take him.
He was getting a lot of cheers this evening in the audience every time he came. Oh, Rex, can I just say I was one of the first people to sort of gently back Rex a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
thank you.
I like
I'm
Rex.
I'm still backing Lisa.
Lisa. Yeah, we said that today and all. And like Rex, at the moment, he's on my status on Facebook as Save Rex.
Oh. Okay.
Wow, that's.
I'm gonna change my status as well, actually.
See?
I'm going to change my status to feeling a bit tired and depressed.
Oh, Ian. we will look after you, Ian Lee. Bless Don't worry you. About it.
Ian, why am I not your friend on Facebook?
You're not.
Because I didn't accept your friend request. I only choose the best.
You're not my friend,
now,
either.
For similar reasons. Now, Tom, how has the house changed since Mario got the boot?
Well, Lisa hasn't really done a lot, has she? She's still doing her kind of sitting on the chair with her nose up in the air, which I love.
Yeah,
I love Lisa.
And a bit more tonight, come on. Shaking it.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I'm sorry, right? She's fit for her age. She is a good-looking lady.
She's a fine woman, man. She's a fine woman. In that bin bag, oh, dear. Yes, yes, one breast was 6 inches higher than the other one, but she was a fine-looking... It was a weird shot. They're in the diary room, and one of her knockers is up there, and one's down there. I couldn't quite work it out.
The thing with Lisa, though, I do think she looks like Hulk Hogan and Joan Collins' love child.
Oh, yeah, works for me.
I love Lisa. I won't hear a bad word said about her.
I do love her dress sense. The fact that she does think she's stuck in the 80s is endearing.
The Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah, something about that.
There's
something strange
going on.
She likes walking up and down the street like that, and that's just...
Tom,
give it to her.
Tom, can I ask you, what is the vibe about the two other new people that have gone in there? Sarah and the other lady whose name escapes.
Maysoon.
What do the people on the street think about them?
All right, well, with Maysoon, I think it's more May Who.
Yeah.
With Sarah, I think, people are kind of... they're a bit thinking, she's just flirting with the boys to try and keep her place. You know, especially with Mikey, it was really inappropriate the way she was kind of saying, touch me there, Mikey.
Yeah.
And obviously Mikey did. But I think she's actually becoming a bit naughtier. I like the naughtier side, you know, the drunk Sarah, the... I think something could happen with Sarah.
I find her incredibly irritating and insincere and fake and
just got a bit of an annoying accent.
It's she's Australian, darling. the thing
with, oh, that's what it is. That, thanks,
no, the thing with Sarah, she can be a bit of a muppet, but at least she's been a muppet who's given a saying. Rachel, we don't know anything about Rachel.
No, I'm going to stop you there. I'm going to stop both of you there. I'm over the last 2 weeks, I begin to think that Rachel is one of the most wonderful human beings that work this earth, above the Dalai Lama and Mother Teresa. I think that she is flipping great, and if she doesn't get into the final, then there is no justice in this
world.
Why?
Yeah, what's she done?
She is so nice and so lovely and friendly, and I thought it was a game to start with, but I've been watching it. It's not a game. Do you know what? There are just really nice people in this world, and she's one of them.
I do think she's nice, but I do think she needs to grow a backbone, though.
I have my hand up here because that's what I need to do to
Sorry,
speak.
Sorry, sweetheart.
Ms. Kenny. Yes, sweetheart.
Can I just quickly say, I know that you weren't here when married. We'll go into that a bit later, listener.
Okay, Ian. She needs to.
Listen, let me speak, right?
Hear me now.
Mario, when he was here the other night, when we were watching the show together, we were sitting around.
Oh, you watched Big Brother with Mario. That's
yes,
so cool.
Yes, I know you're jealous.
That is so cool.
And we were discussing the housemates individually as they popped up on screen, as you do.
Yes.
It's quite interesting.
Get to the
point. Quite surreal.
Get to the point.
All right.
Please.
Basically, we were like, oh, Rachel, what do you think of her? And he was like, all I can tell you is that when she was with... I remember her from when she was with her chaperone before she went in Big Brother house. And she wasn't that nice. She was a right little raver.
Blowing the instrument as if blowing a raspberry.
I don't know how he knows that. We've really heard some gossip, but apparently she was out getting drunk, going wild.
Let's just accept, Tom, let's just accept that she's a nice person, something that we can never, ever be.
Mario knows the truth, Ian. Mario,
she's a nice girl, but she doesn't make good TV.
Go on, Tom. Carry on, Tom.
I don't know what to say, really. I mean, Rachel is a nice person, but, I mean, as Big Brother, I think you can be nice and be entertaining at the same time. I think Rachel is just sort of the epitome of boring.
Maybe she learned to juggle or do something like that, perhaps. Now, Tom, whereabouts are you going to be this week?
Well, obviously, today's episode that we filmed was at the Big Brother house, so that's going to be online on Monday. But next Saturday, this is for your Irish listeners, I'm going to Belfast.
So, was that a slightly racist attempt at an Irish accent there, Tom?
No, I can't do an Irish. I wasn't trying to do an accent.
You did so. You went, Belfast!
No, it was my way of saying that it's going to be a really long trip, that one, because I'm going to have to fly to Ireland.
You'll have a nice time in Ireland, though. I've never been, but I've heard.
I've never been.
I've been in Ireland.
Well, Brian, tell him what it's like.
I got really drunk there.
Excellent stuff.
And they go, do it for the crack.
Okay.
No, apparently that over in Ireland means getting drunk.
Yes, we get the point.
Tom, listen. I don't think I'm allowed to drink.
No.
Of course not.
Tom, listen, it's lovely to talk to you. We'll speak to you again soon, mate. Take care.
Ian.
Yes.
You've been naughty. You've got to say, everyone needs to go on e4.com/bigbrother, because that's where my show is.
Well, you've got
Big Brother on the street.
Okay, you've said it now. Go away.
I'll say it instead. Everybody to check out Tom Furlough for Big Brother on the Streets. Go to e4.com/bigbrother.
Cheers, Tom. Bye-bye.
Bye, Tom.
I love you.
He's a nice guy. I like Tom. Right. The question on my lips, though, is what's been going on in the house since Tuesday?
Live from channel4.com/bigbrother.
Big Brother is aware that there has been an increase in food fighting between fellow housemates.
I think the food fighting has been amazing. I think it's pulled together as a group in our mutual dislike for each other. Usually I can't even get Bex and Mo to even look at each other, let alone throw tomatoes and eggs at each other. I think, the food fighting was a plus. That was definitely a morale builder. I'm one of the best HOHs of all time.
This is it.
This is it.
Come on!
Sprint through the village, sprint
go,
through the village.
Go.
Go on, sprint, go. Bye. 9, 8, 7.
Jesus. I'd like to see the other team do something like that without food. I don't know whether they would.
They couldn't do anything like that. Lisa.
They've done that much whinging while they've been in heaven.
Kiss my ass, dude, straight.
Darnell, is that you talking to me there?
I'm talking to you and whoever feels the same way. But that's not even what I'm talking about. I'm talking about yesterday. It was, oh, don't worry, no one could have ate that. Oh, it's okay. Oh. So I don't hear no bullshit, dude. Not today, especially.
The bearer of this voucher must choose one heavenly housemate to send directly to Luxury Jail.
Luxury Jail!
Janelle, you get to open the glass door the first one.
Yeah.
This is exciting. Nothing
Where's the
jail? There are bacon sandwiches, fried egg sandwiches, and hash browns in the diary room for half of the house.
All right. I guess we're going to have to give these bacon sandwiches to Hill.
And I can now reveal that the fifth person to be evicted from the Big Brother house is
Woo-hoo.
Belinda.
Good,
positive.
0871 200 1048 is the phone number if you want to take part. We've got Brian Bellow here. Brian.
Oi, oi.
You saw the show tonight?
I did see the show tonight.
What did you make of it?
I think Belinda needed to go. Yeah. I'm glad. I thought it was going to be really tight, actually, between her and Rex. I was scared Rex might go because he spat his dummy out a bit this week. But no, he's in.
Can I say, the funniest thing in the show tonight was when Mikey was having a strop about what food they were going to get.
Yeah.
And Danielle's going, hey, Mikey, I'm going to get you eggs, man. I'm going to get you some eggs. Do you want to eat some eggs for breakfast? And he's leaning on the fence going, I don't like eggs. Oh, I don't like eggs. I just want cereal with water. He was like my three-year-old nephew when my sister won't let him have a little sweetie. Oh, I don't like it.
Well, the thing with Mikey, do you not think he's a cereal complainer?
Oh, God, he whinges and whinges and whinges and whinges.
And he does whinge. And sometimes he'd be talking and they'd just go like that.
To be fair, I would be complaining and throwing a three-year-old's tantrum if all I had to eat for a week was tins of tuna and value eggs, yes, not even nice eggs.
No, but everything in the house is value.
Fair play. Darnell has muffed up spectacularly with the food order. I mean, it's a lot of pressure having to do it on your own. Normally there's like two or three of them that do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he went in there, and bless him, when he's in the diary room and he's going, oh no, okay, I want three. Oh man, I can't read it. Oh no. That was brilliant. And that's, you know.
You're really on the impressions tonight. I really like it.
He sounds like MC Hammer.
But he muffed it back. And he surely is going to get nominated as a direct result of that.
Oh yeah. My opinion of Darnell went down a bit this week because I thought he was really cool and he really was the voice of reason with joining like the whole spitting gate and stuff. And then this week, when he done the thing, didn't he have a go at someone? No, Sarah. It was probably out of order to Sarah.
I miss her. What did he do?
He shouted like, yeah, go on, make my thing, girl. And then
got
she
her to
made
cook a dinner.
Yeah, and then she put dinner on the table for him. He went, yeah, I don't really want that. And she was like, I was like, that's proper mean.
Yeah, that is proper mean.
That's abusing the power, like dictatorship.
You're the only one that's not done a Darnell impression. Go on, Gemma.
Them girls.
Let's go to Kizzy on the line. Hello, Kizzy.
Hello.
How's it going? You all right?
Hey.
Yay.
Hi, Kizzy.
It's a Gemma creature.
Yes, I remember you from last week.
Is this the one you said was bonkers, Gemma?
No, I didn't. Totally. You were shielding from the rain, I remember. We were all trying to shield from the rain.
Drenched last week. Oh.
Kizzy.
Absolutely drenched.
What do you make of Belinda getting booted out?
I am so happy that she has gone. Yay! Belinda's gone.
Yeah, go on. Yeah. Right. Jog on, really Belinda.
But what are you... Okay, what apart from the snoring and the singing and the just being generally irritating, what was really bad about her?
She was just so boring. Honestly, even in that interview tonight, I was just like, Belinda, shut up!
But I don't think she was boring in the interview, definitely.
No,
but I don't think you can say she was boring in the house, though, because she created tension. She annoyed people, which got everyone riled up. I would say that Rex is more boring in the house than she is.
I wouldn't say that. I think Belinda just doesn't bring what we want in the house.
That's
she brings something to the house, but it's not what
That's
we want.
That's the thing, and it's not necessarily boredom.
But it's just...
I don't know. I found her boring just because it was too in your face. And there's so many other big characters in the house.
Right.
Like she was fighting for her place there, but it just didn't
So you
gel.
Found it kind of tiresome, that kind of big flamboyant,
very, very,
fun character. Yeah. Well,
what I thought was boring is that her repetitiousness of it. She was repetitive. Do you know what I mean? The snoring went on every single night. The doobie doobie doo did not stop.
She can't sing.
I know.
She is. Well, when they played her singing tonight, it was flipping awful.
Awful. Yeah.
Now somewhere over the rainbow. Yeah. It was poor. Yeah. Very poor. What do you think of Rex then? Do you think that Rex has got a good chance of getting to the final, maybe even winning?
I don't think Rex will win. I want Darnell to win. I'm sorry. I want Darnell to win, yeah. But I think he'll get to the final. I think he's a final three housemate, definitely.
Who do you think the final three are going to be?
I think the final three will probably be Dale, Darnell and Rex.
I like Rex.
We were discussing this. Why three men? Why?
Surely Kat's going to be in. I think it's going to be Luke, unless he gets up for a nomination for eviction, then he'll get booted out straight away. But I think it'll be Luke, Darnell and Kat.
The final three, I don't know. I think Luke will be in the final six. I think he'll definitely be there on the final night.
If he gets up for eviction, he will get booted out straight away because everyone knows he's an irritating little...
But if he gets right to the end, I think people will vote for him to win. He's one of them people where he'll either get a lot of votes to be evicted...
He won't win.
But he'll get a lot of save
votes.
Brian,
you're talking nonsense. You're talking absolute...
Let Kizzy speak.
Yeah, Kizzy. Brian's talking nonsense. You speak now.
Okay. I think that the crowd reaction isn't that Luke will go. I think that Luke will probably... stay because he's so snidey and we like watching him going from one group to another, and he's really good entertainment, but I don't think he's a winner.
I don't think he's a winner.
Kizzy, listen, nice to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Have a good night, guys. Bye.
Bye.
0871 200 1048 is the phone number if you want to give us a call. We got Brian Bellow in.
Hello.
Word up, Brian.
Oh, word up.
Nice to see you, man.
That sounds weird.
Yogurt top.
Yeah,
yogurt top. the reason we're talking about yogurt tops is because I'm going to mention it first of all. Let's get out of the way.
Yeah.
You've got a hit single coming out.
Yeah, oh, yes, I've made a track, and it's called Essex Boy, as I'm an Essex boy.
And would you like to sing us some now?
Well, I can do a little few of lyrical masturbations.
Please do some lyrical masturbations, yes.
Okay.
What does that mean?
I'll go with the beat as it goes.
I'm going to dance.
Okay. I'm an Essex boy, people know me as Briar Boy. I'm an Essex boy, pass me the cider now, boy. Oh, yogurt top, stop drinking that alcohol, but... Oh, yogurt top, you nutter, shut up. Yeah, that's puck.
I believe that's an undiscovered Lennon and McCartney song that they never used for some reason.
Actually, it's the Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones.
Yes.
Brian, listen, man.
We're not allowed to talk about the Rolling Stones at the moment. I just said it anyway, Ronnie.
Why are we not allowed to talk about the Rolling Stones?
I just don't want to talk about it. It's sad, isn't it? And everyone's taking it.
Oh, Ronnie Wood. Okay, yeah, but they're they're overrated.
I don't
even
know what you're talking about.
Don't worry.
it's a long story. Let's talk instead about Belinda getting booted out of the Big Brother house. Brian, it was bound to happen, wasn't it?
Dooby dooby doo. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's like a
do you know
puppy
what? I know
on.
That it may. I'm just trying to sound like I disagree with everyone, but I actually thought she was all right. And no. I mean it.
She's like, you know what she is? Know when you've got a mate's mum who go around her house and she cook you something to eat and she'll look after you?
She's a bit embarrassing.
Yeah, but you want it to be your mum, but it's all right being your mate's mum. Everyone's got that sort of mate's mum.
The mate's mum that you fancy?
No, the one that's a bit crazy, then picks you up from the youth club and then buys you a box of cider. That mate mum. I've got a mate's mum like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, if you're listening. She's around the corner from me.
Another thing that she was like really hated for, the fact she was quite inquisitive and nosy and sort of in people's faces. But something I could relate to a little bit. I mean,
You are quite nosy.
I am. I like, especially when I was in that situation where you've got absolutely nothing to do. I would be asking people questions.
There's nothing wrong with being inquisitive. I do think it's the way she goes about it. So her mannerisms and her social abilities aren't up to scratch, basically. Yeah.
She has very poor social skills.
She has terrible mannerisms. Yeah. I'm not joking. She has proper scary mannerisms. I was like, what? Belinda, slow
that
down.
That skirt, though, 10 points for effort.
Do you know what? The thing, though, with the skirt that tonight, I thought, that's a victory outfit you're wearing. Yeah. That isn't an outfit you wear on the finale. That isn't an outfit you wear. You've been evicted after 2 weeks, love. I mean, calm down.
Right, did she have any strengths in the house? Did she do anything in the house where you thought, well, that's a good thing?
Well, do you know what I like that she done? She went in there, she stirred it up a bit. She was herself. She didn't hide behind anything. I mean, like, Maysoon's gone, like, sat on the fence. She's got splinters on her backside. But
I'll take him out.
Yeah, I will as well. Blatantly, but she's been in there, and love her or hate her, she's given us something to talk about tonight.
She has given us something to talk about,
and she's also brought back jazz. And can I say, what is jazz? Does anyone actually like jazz? I don't know anyone that likes jazz.
Jazz, and reggae are the two worst forms of music.
It's just awful.
Ever.
I'm just like, please, just stop with the jazz. Can we write a Facebook forum for them to go and
calm stay down, in? calm down. Because in other news, as we mentioned earlier on, it was your birthday the other night.
Oh,
you had a lovely party, and we weren't invited.
You weren't invited,
but Bianca. Well. Bianca Gascoigne was
I
there.
Love Bianca. Yeah, she surprised me because she rang me on a Tuesday night. She went, I'm doing Big Mouth, Briar. Sorry, I can't come to your party. Oh. And then when me and Liam got our cake on stage and my mum brought it on, then Bianca Gascoigne just jumped out. I got shut up.
She ate it all and then ran off again.
No,
she didn't do that. No, okay. What celebs were at your party, bro?
It was Bianca Gascoigne, Tamer Hassan from The Business and Football Factory.
Right.
Yeah,
so he's a proper good actor. He does The Business with Danny Dyer.
Right.
And Jodie Marsh was down there.
Yeah.
Rebecca Lewis turned up.
Has Jodie Marsh had her boobs done again?
Yeah, my mate Joe.
Oh, not again. She never had them done before.
No, it was her first time she's had them enlarged, and they look really good. And have you ever seen Adulthood and Kidulthood?
Yeah.
The lead actor in that, Adam Deacon.
Right.
All right, that's enough talking about your party, Brian, for goodness sakes. We got a caller online. Hello, I don't know who you are because your name's not been typed in, but who are you?
I'm Narissa from Billericay.
Marissa?
Oh, no, Billericay. I'm from
Billericay. Narissa from Billericay.
Hello.
Hello. I was speaking to you earlier on Facebook. Oh, she's really sweet.
And I was indeed, yes. I've been listening into the programme.
Melissa, were you grooming Brian on Facebook?
No, I wasn't. I was saying hello to him because he's a local boy.
Okay.
Are you okay, Narissa?
Yeah. You're a fan of the Big Brother now, are you, Melissa?
Absolutely. I've been an absolute Big Brother anorak since the first one ever set off. It's been brilliant. Every single series has been unique and been fantastic winners.
What do you make of the episode tonight?
I thought it was very good. Obviously, we're seeing the aftermath of Darnell and his disastrous shopping, working that out. I feel very sorry for him this week because they really are going to be... Starving, hungry, and he's going to be up next week.
I feel sorry for Darnell. It's a lot of pressure for him to have to do all that.
Absolutely.
He's not the brightest of the bunch, is he? He's a little bit soft. And he is going to get bullied for that.
He really struggled. He really struggled to do that task. And I think he was glad to go into the prison, I think, because he felt
to get away from the backlash.
Yeah. And what do you think about Belinda getting booted out?
Oh, I think she had to go. I think the newbies have quite a difficult time anyway.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, all three girls, I think next week Sarah is going to be up as well. So I think the newbies are a bit of a disadvantage because I think the rest of the original household, even if they don't like each other, feel that they have a different status. And also, I do think that, that they'd like to see the one of the originals win as well. So I do think Sarah and Donnell will probably be up next week.
Narissa, who do you think should be head of the house next week in the Meeting for Eviction?
I think they do a new head of house, obviously, if it's open again. I think Lisa shows quite a lot of leadership character.
Yes, I agree with you there.
I thought she really did. And actually, I thought Stuart came forward quite well. I'd like to see
Stuart. Yeah, I think Stuart would be good. He was good during
confidence.
The task.
He's losing his confidence in there.
Mm.
Hey, Melissa, listen, we've got to move on. It's lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much for calling. 0871 200 1048. We'll take another call after we've heard this.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.
Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney on Big Brother's Big Ears.
We've got another call online. Hello, is this Roger?
Hello, it's Rob.
Hello, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Good evening. How are we all doing? That's an awesome song. When can I buy that song?
Oh, hey. We'll keep on going on about it. I'll let you know, son. As soon as I know, you'll know.
Oh, that's going to be the feel-good hit of the summer, that is. That's going to be number one.
I love Rob. Rob, I've got to take you home with me, my pocket rocket.
I'll tell you something, I'm going to put you on my call list because you're that kind of guy.
Right. No, this. Can I just say?
He put Mario on his cool list.
This is an idiot who's got a cool list. Yes, Rob, what do you want?
What's wrong with that? And anyway, I'm a big fan of jazz. I've got loads of jazz mags. Right, who do you think's going out next week?
Who do I think's coming out next week?
I don't think Darnell will go out next week because I think a lot of people look at him and think, yeah, he made one mistake this week. But we've all made mistakes, you know what I mean? Ian made one this week, let Brian present, did a far better job, and for some reason they let him back on air tonight. I can't understand why. Brian Downey's an excellent presenter.
Rob, thank you. You're banned from this show as well now.
He's getting rid of you.
Yay!
I was going to chat to you, but no.
He's gone. What disgusting behaviour, I'm sure. But how was Downey better than me, be honest?
Brian was great, and you're great too, but for different reasons.
But who's the best?
I'm sitting on the fence.
So that means me. Now, tonight Belinda left the Big Brother house, dear listener. Did you have your money on them? Is it curtains for Darnell after the housemates failed the French task?
Let's talk about this French task.
Because I've missed a couple of episodes this week.
Oh, my gosh.
What was the French task? I shouldn't admit.
Eating the baguette. What was the baguette about? And then they had a massive, great, big, mahoosive baguette. They had buckets either side when they had to eat it. They had spewing buckets they're eating out of. And then on top of that, they had the bicycle bit.
Ugh.
Oh, dear. And I'll tell you what, and Bex was like in agony. Major agony. She's given us great value this week.
The bicycle thing wasn't too shocking for me. I mean, it was quite funny. I went and Belinda had her breakdown. It was a bit of drama, but... gosh, Ian, right?
Yes.
You should have seen the giant baguette.
It was all about the baguette.
The giant baguette, right?
Really?
The baguette was as big, literally, from that sign to that sign.
That's you can't. You may not be able to see what she's pointing to, but it's a big
massive
thing.
Massive. Yeah, hopefully, everyone that's listening watched it.
Yeah.
Filled with Brie and Grape.
Oh, Brie and Grape, my favourite.
And Kate, Kat, and Rex had to literally have half an hour to scoff
half hour.
It.
Half hour to scoff a baguette. I mean, serious.
And they were puking and still eating.
No, we're being serious, Ian. Why are you laughing at us?
I'm laughing because producer Dan, who I think is very, very happy this evening, is giving me conflicting information in my ears.
Yeah,
we are going to Belinda in 1 minute's time, dear listener. So make sure you stay tuned. So they did. How long did they have to eat this baguette? Sorry.
30 minutes.
Oh, that's not long at all, is it? How much did they get done?
They literally had about that much left, but they were puking their guts up trying to shove it down.
Really?
It was so gross.
Oh, fun.
It was too gross.
Well, if you saw the task, 0871 200 1048, could you have done it? and also the heaven and hell thing. I don't like it when they split the house in two. It makes me sad.
No, do you know why I like this task, though? Because what's happened, we've had D block and we had the luxury bedroom, and it's good now that everyone from the luxury bedroom went into D block.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that, actually.
That was the good bit about it.
I just want to talk about the baguette one more time because it really
Oh, no, please, let's go back to
and
the
And one of the things that actually cracked me up that no one's actually said.
Yeah.
Lisa went, I used to get them outside a nightclub half the size with 20 sausages in it. And then once I'd eaten one, I used to go back in and eat another one.
Is she talking
back
about another Mario?
She said she used to eat them at nightclubs, half the size. Gross.
Oh dear, I don't know about that one.
All right, listen, I think fingers crossed, with a little bit of magic and the wind blowing in the right direction, after I press this button, we may be going to Belinda.
Doobie doobie doo.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Let's test our luck. No, producer, no. You say no. So I'm going to go to Sam instead. Hello,
still getting
Sam.
Very excited.
Sam.
Hello.
Hello, Sam. Now,
hello.
What can we do for you?
I'm just. Why are you slating Belinda? She was one of the best housemates, I reckon.
Tell us why, Sam.
Well, in 2 weeks, she's brought more comedy than Rex has brought over the 6 weeks of the house. Brian's been slating her all night, but yet he's sitting there going dooby dooby doo.
I did say that she's certainly been more exciting and interesting to watch than Rex has been. Definitely.
I don't think more than Rex. I think she's given her something.
No. I think. I tell you what, Sam, stay there because I think we've got Belinda on the line. Belinda.
Hello, sweetheart. Belinda, speaking to you loud and clear. How are you doing?
Hello, my love. How are you? You're right.
I'm cool. Yeah, it's been an absolute ball, a ride. It's just marvellous. I love it.
Please don't mention your genitals on this show.
I will not. How dare you? How disgusting.
What an image you have now left in my head. How does it feel to be out of the house?
Extraordinary. I think everybody, the whole world, well, not quite the whole world, because that'd be ridiculous, but everybody should audition. It is an extraordinary thing to do, and go for it. You have no idea what a ride it is. It's absolutely a brilliant thing. Blah, 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 blah. It's great fun.
You must do it.
Absolutely brilliant.
Are you disappointed?
And everyone should have a go.
Are you disappointed you only lasted 2 weeks?
Hey, that's the nature of the beast, isn't it? That's the nature of the game. This is what we do, and I am so honoured to have been a guest. It does feel like I've been a guest in the Big Brother house.
You're your housemate, Belinda.
They looked after me so extraordinarily well, except that, of course, I nearly died on a bike. But apart from that, they looked after me.
Belinda, stay there. We've got Sam on the line, who is a big fan of yours. Sam, you're through to Belinda.
Hello, Belinda.
How are you?
Sam.
Hello.
Thank you. Hello, sweetheart.
You were brilliant.
Thank you so much. Did you hear me sing lots?
I loved you singing. Keep on singing.
Should I sing to you now? I'm going to make you a song, Sam.
Okay. God.
Sam, you are the most beautiful man. Sam, I love you so. Will you be on the go and show the world what you can do, Sam? There you go. That's
Sam, you've
that
had your
radio
very own
gold.
You've had your very own Belinda song for you, Sam. That must make your life.
Well,
that's very rare.
It has, yes.
That's
thank you.
Okay. Sam, very quickly, Sam, can you tell Belinda why you loved her so much?
She was just fantastic. She brought so much to the house.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. You are adorable. A big hug. All through the magic airwaves of sound.
Belinda, can I ask, how does it feel coming out tonight? How did it feel?
Oh, a riot, a ball. I so love it. I mean, see, I'm a very pragmatic person. I do believe that the world gives you what you need
when you need it.
But
if I needed to be there, it was wonderful and I needed to stay. And if I didn't, well, this is just
wonderful. Well, not so much that, but when you come out of the house, I know myself, are you still buzzing a little bit now? Are you still, it feels like the carpet's been pulled underneath your feet and you don't know
what... Well, I should say yes, shouldn't I? But...
No,
I am feeling quite relaxed. I'm having a fantastic team of people looking after me here.
Yeah, they're great. They're great.
Nurtured and loved and looked after. They're an extraordinary gang. The crew and the people and the production team. Oh, they are.
Are you in the cream and red building the dreams?
Beautiful.
Belinda, Belinda, I'm just going to cut in quickly.
So
what are you hoping now? What do you want to go and do?
What do I want to go do? The same as that I've always done,
yeah.
But do more of it, if that makes sense. So,
yeah, on a bigger scale.
All the cabarets that I do, the stuff that I do, A Voice for the Voiceless, getting people on stage to talk about what they do, how they do it, why they do it, on pink inflatable sofas. I would like to do it nationally all over the place, to see if I can take it wherever I can. I would like to have, this is something that I'd like to talk to the production team about. Don't anyone steal my idea.
Okay.
Do a Big Brother musical.
Someone's already done it. I got asked to do it the other day.
Bollocks, really. Yeah. Oh, such a shame.
Linda, hush your mouth. We have young ears listening.
Bollocks.
Linda, potty mouth. Right, apologies,
really?
Very offended by her filthy language. Now listen,
sorry.
I felt sorry for you because
Thank
of the whole
you.
Bex waking you up and the.
That was extraordinary, wasn't
Why
it?
Was she?
I can't believe
you were
it.
Snoring. Fair play, it was incredible snoring, but you don't wake the person up
like a rhinoceros giving birth, is what I said.
It was an incredible racket, but flip it out. You don't go and wake someone up. I thought Bex handled it very, very badly.
Do you think so? But she was poor Bex. I mean, I feel so sad for her.
Everyone else seems. Everyone else seemed to sleep through your snoring.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she's a very light sleeper. Poor girl. I can't believe it. Bex. But she's a sweetie.
I think you really got judged harshly for your snoring because you can't help snoring.
Do you think so? Yeah. Do you think that's why I got voted out?
I don't know about that. I don't know about that because you have to watch the last 2 weeks. But I think with the snoring, you can't help snoring, can you, love? To be honest with you.
No, I can't.
You can't.
I can't believe it.
Fair enough if you're around with people and stuff, but don't have a go at
your
snoring.
Well, I did ask Big Brother. I actually went into the diary room. Snorgate. I said, Snorgate, BB9. Yeah. Could you please listen to me? I would like some strips. I didn't actually sing them a song, about my snoring.
That was going to help.
And I was happy bunny.
You're not a happy bunny.
Who was your favourite housemate, Belinda?
Yeah.
Who do I want to win?
No, your favourite housemate.
Who was your favourite during your time?
I think
Stuart was probably my favourite housemate.
Oh, Stewie Pie.
Belinda, is it because you maybe fancied him a little bit? He's a good-looking fella.
I've been married for so long and I love my lovely husband. He's so wonderful.
Have you seen him yet?
I'm starting to really love Belinda now.
Can you believe it? He's busy, probably working on, sorting out some bug fixings on some computer program or something.
Dear.
Oh,
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. But no, honestly, he's a fantastic guy. We've been married for so long. He knows me, warts and all. You know what I mean?
Listen, Belinda, before we let you go, what are you going to do this weekend?
What am I going to do? I am going to see all the people that I love very much.
Yep.
I'm going to sing loudly. I must walk around.
Quality.
I may walk around
you
Exeter
do that,
and actually
Belinda.
Just sing to people, everyone, and see if I can get lots and lots of people to actually just sing as well. I think that's what I may do. I think Exeter needs possibly Devon. I could sing to the cows, couldn't I? And to the sheep and sort of bring them all for the field.
You know what, Belinda, you've got a great spirit.
You go for it, Belinda.
Okay. Belinda, listen.
I think that's what I'm going to do this weekend. It's definitely the cows.
Yes.
And Exeter.
Lovely. Belinda, it's lovely to talk to you. Have a lovely weekend. We may see you next week. Take
care.
Good night, sweetheart. Nice to talk to you.
Bye.
I feel harsh for being horrible.
You should feel harsh. You're a horrible man, Mr. Bella.
She's wild, isn't she?
No, do you know the thing with Belinda? She's a really nice person. As I said, it's just probably not what we needed in the Big Brother house for...
Okay. 0871 200 1048 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. And here's more detail. And I've just said what we're about to hear, but we'll hear it said by a sexy lady. Go on.
Hi, this is Jen from Big Brother. You can contact us by calling 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10 pence a minute from a BT landline. Calls from other networks may vary and from mobiles will cost considerably more. Terms and conditions from our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/Big Brother. You can send your messages into us by texting EARS followed by your comments to 83188. Texts are charged at user standard network rate.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
She told me about that cookie love.
Text Big Brother's Big Ears. 831-88. Start your text with the word ears, followed by your message.
Gemma.
Yes, Ian?
Is it true that you went to Elstree tonight to stand outside the house again?
Yes, Ian, it is true. I was outside the Big Brother house to get all the gossip from the mob of the eviction.
Hello, ladies. Hi. Who do you want out tonight?
Belinda, definitely.
Why?
Oh, she's just obnoxious, really, isn't she? She's supposed to be the oldest person in the house, and yet she acts like the youngest, and everyone else has to look after her. It's ridiculous, really.
It's got to be Belinda. She's not done anything of any interest while she's been in there, in my opinion.
Belinda.
Belinda, yeah.
Everybody wants Belinda. I'm quite shocked.
Well, she just don't really belong there, does she?
Yeah.
No.
I agree.
Do you reckon you could have eaten a baguette that big?
No, I don't, but I think Kat and Rex did a really good job.
Yeah. What about the baguette? You two together, you could chomp that down?
No, it's too big. It's impossible. Nobody could do that.
What do you think of the heaven and hell situation?
It's brilliant. It is nice to see that the people that are in the B block have been able to go into the luxury bedroom and the other way round, because Rebecca spent her whole time moaning about how hard the bed is and hasn't actually thought for 2 seconds that the others have been sleeping on it the whole time.
I like the fact that the luxury bedroom of old has changed, totally changed round, because they would have never been in there to start with. You know, they would have probably gone the whole experience without ever being in there.
Yeah.
So I like that side. I like the fact that Becky hates it.
You've got to win this together.
Sorry, we're doing a radio show. Can you stop trying to chat up my co-host?
I'm sorry, she's ultra sexy.
Yeah,
and
I know Bella, but just leave
her.
I am
right? Here, by the way.
Oh, hello, Jim.
Shut up, love. Leave her alone. Those Vox Pops were great.
Great.
Thank you.
I'm just reacting to them. Now, we've got a caller on. We've got Brian Bella here, the winner. Was it last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, Big Brother 8.
We'll speak to you probably in a second. We've got Heather on the line, though. Hello, Heather.
Hello.
Now, Heather, let me get this right. You are on the way back to Yorkshire after going to the eviction show tonight. It's taking you 8 hours, and you're doing it on a coach?
On a minibus, yes.
Why the hell would you put yourself through that torture to stand in the pouring rain and watch someone get booted out of a house? You're insane, woman.
It's the Big Brother house.
No, but Big Brother's class.
Yeah, tell me about it. I like you. You see, mm-hmm. She knows it. She's
oh,
a Big
no,
Brother.
I like
it.
I'm just Heather, that seems like... How long were you actually there for?
We arrived there at 4:15 and then we left again at 11 o'clock.
Oh, OK. So you have quite a long time. Was it worth the journey?
Well, worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you think of the house? Isn't it proper small from outside?
Yeah, it looks really, really tiny.
I know. How did Davina go tonight? Did she look fit? Or good looking? She looked
nice.
Yeah,
she is. She's lovely. She's tiny, though.
Oh, she's probably
tiny. She's small.
Yes, I said that the other week. She's tiny. Wearing black again this week, which I like. It's a good look.
Every week.
But she had a belt. Didn't she have a belt with it today?
Big gold belt.
Yeah, see, she's accessorising. She knows how to do it.
Heather, I'm assuming you were expecting or maybe even hoping for Belinda to get booted out, were you?
Yeah, because she's boring.
See, I don't think she has been boring in the house.
That's
I don't particularly.
Not the right.
I find her slightly irritating and all of that stuff, but she certainly stirred things up, wouldn't you say?
No, I think Rex is better because he's arrogant and he proper winds everybody up.
Arrogantly charming.
Arrogantly charming.
As Brian Bellow puts it.
I think that people in the house have kind of toughened up to Rex now, and they don't really seem to react to him the way they did maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago.
He's like a pantomime baddie.
Yeah,
he's sort of that's like boo. He's not actually horrible. He's just like, I don't like that. Why have we got that here? You're just irritating. Be quiet. He's not like be quiet. Shut up.
He's like Adam Chance.
Heather.
Yeah.
Is it Heather? Yeah. Sorry. I just wanted.
Yes, just checking.
I just wanted to see what... Was there a lot of boos when Belinda came out? Because I heard some boos, but not as much as I have heard in the past.
Yeah, and they're all shouting, who are you, who are you?
Really?
Oh, bless her cotton socks.
Did you feel sorry for her at all?
Not at all.
Were you joining in the booing, Heather?
Yeah, I was the one.
Oh, you started
naughty.
Off.
Heather, listen, lovely to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of the journey home. Take care. Bye-bye. What a nice lady.
Bye,
0871-200-1048. Now, we have got last year's winner, Big Brother. And what you don't know about Big Brother, my friend, isn't worth knowing. It's Brian Bellow.
Hello.
They're axing Australian Big Brother. You must be gutted.
Oh, do you know what? I only found it out 3 days after my 21st, they've axed Australian Big Brother.
It's a bad omen for your 21st year.
I'm not even joking. But then again, I suppose it sort of ends this. But 21 is the beginning of my adulthood, and Big Brother's a large part of my teenage years.
Part of your youth.
Yeah. Yes, it taught me what I knew about life.
I like it.
Big Brother actually taught me about social standards and how to talk to people and how not to people.
That's terrifying if that's the case.
Well, no, it's not really terrifying because Big Brother's a social experiment, you know.
It's a modern way of thinking about upbringing.
Well, no, it's a telly program.
No, but it's about actual people and what people do. We don't like people.
He's got
a
point,
victim.
Ian. He's got a point.
I've got a better point. It's a telly program.
No, but we learn social standards through what the housemates do. So housemates are acting correct,
we learn. The people that absolutely watch it religiously.
Yeah. I know, and that's what's so terrifying.
Talk about it, think about it. Oh, and then, you know, I definitely think it moulds. But I mean, I've been watching it since I was 14 years old. It's shaped part of my, whether I like it or not, you know, since, you know, I grew up in my teens watching Big Brother.
Well, no, that's fine. But the fact that you're saying it shapes your moral standing and your understanding of the world, my parents, my school and my friends. Anyway, let's not get into that. You joined us the first week of Big Brother's Big Ears.
I did, indeed.
6 weeks into it. What do you make of this series? And be honest, compared to previous series.
I think it's one of them shows. It's this year, it's more storyline-led than character-led. You've had previous years where you watch it for either Jade or Nikki Graham or Pete. And I think this year, you're more watching it for, say, what happened with Addicts or when the spitting stuff happened. You're watching it to see what's the next incident rather than, I want to see what Kat does tonight. Because we know what Kat's going to do.
Yeah.
Shout about cookies and scream at the camera. We want to see who's going to have the major blow. Is it going to be Bex and Luke getting in bed, kissing again? Or are they going to go to the next level? And what is
Cookie
that?
Power!
Cookie power!
That's exactly what you're going to hear.
See, that is exactly what you're going to hear. And do you know what? The thing with Kat, she seems like another really nice person.
Yeah.
But she's very two-dimensional. We spoke about this earlier. Mm-hmm. So I don't see what we're going to get out of Kat in another month's time. Are we going to get any storylines out of this woman?
But to be honest, it's been nice and relieving for them to be a bit more relaxed and not so aggressive.
Yeah. See, I don't want aggressive, but what I want to shake up the dynamics.
Yeah.
What do you think of the new three girls that came in?
Boring. Yeah. No, I don't like Sarah. I think she's a troublemaker. I think she's a tease. And the other girl, boring.
Yeah.
Do you think, though, we just instantly hate Big Brother housemates because that's the way that our brains kind of formed.
No, because I really don't. If someone's genuinely a good housemate, I really want to like people.
You came into the house late, didn't you? How many weeks into this run?
I was 2 weeks late.
How hard is that? Because all the bonds have kind of formed already, haven't they?
Well, it wasn't hard for me because they started mine off with all girls at the beginning. But so because I started with all girls, they really, truly, the public and the housemates were gagging for geezers.
Gagging for a bit of geezer to come in.
Yeah, so by the time us geezers came in...
Yogurt top.
Yeah, or yogurt top. They couldn't wait for us to come in. But I think with these three new ones, they need to get stuck in a bit more. I mean, Sarah needs to actually get in bed with Darnell next if she wants to do anything decent. And Maysoon, I think she needs to start having a couple of rows or getting stuck in. Do you know what? They need to start forming alliances.
Very quickly, Bex and Luke got the snogs in. They've cooled off a bit. Is it ever a good idea to start a relationship in the house?
It depends if you're actually into each other. One thing I noticed about Bex and Luke, as soon as they got hold of each other, they looked straight at camera and giggled. I thought, you know what you're doing.
They did,
doing.
Didn't they? Yeah,
they did.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, not going back to what my experience, but when I got hold of someone in the ass, straight after, we sort of think, crap, let's hope no one notices this.
that happens, doesn't it?
No, because I was thinking, we were living with... I was the only person that ever lived there, kissed a girl and her sister's in the house. So then... Your sister's so bad it could be after me.
Listen, we'll speak to you a bit more in a second, Brian. 0871 200 1048 is the phone number.
Big Brother, sponsored by Futuristic Fibre Optic from Virgin Media.
Call in now to get straight through to Big Brother's Big Ears. 0871 200 1048.
So earlier on tonight, I went down to Elstree Studios on the outskirts of London to speak to you, the Big Brother Massive. Whilst I was down there, I also met up with this week's Big Mouth presenter, your best mate, Brian. It's Bianca Gascoigne.
Mm-hmm.
We had a chat about heaven and hell and the Hot Housemates and George Lamb and stuff like that. What's been the weirdest thing a fan has said?
It was yesterday, and one of the persons said that he would like to have a night of passion with Bex. And I said, you have to be joking, right? And he was like, no, she seems feisty, like a feisty woman, someone that I could roll around with. Ooh. So I said, okay, fair enough.
So you're a massive fan, and you've done reality TV before. Would you go in the Big Brother house?
Do you know what? I've always said I would, but I think I'm watching it this time round. I don't know if I'd be able to cope with the cold water and not having hair straighteners. Even on Love Island, I had that sort of essentials, but I think I'd probably give it a go because I would like to, the challenge.
Yeah. Who do you like in the house?
I think a safe choice for me at the moment, which hopefully his personality will shine through further as it goes on, is Stu, because he just seems like a really nice guy and I want him to do well in it.
Bex and Luke, do you think that was a real sort of bit of passion there? Because it kind of cooled down a little bit. What do you think?
I think it was absolutely disgusting. I couldn't physically look at the TV. I mean, this is vile. I don't actually want to watch it.
So, Bianca, who would you be snogging under the covers at night?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I've got a boyfriend, but if I didn't have a boyfriend I was in there, it'd probably be either Dal or Stu.
Let's talk about the French food task. Right. How much of the baguette do you reckon you would have been able to eat?
Well, to tell you the truth, I think I would have ate quite a bit, but what you don't realise is all that breeze. It'd be really sickening after the second bite. But it was horrible for me to watch that because I've got a phobia about sick. So I was actually like in my dressing room, in the bathroom, peering out with my hands in my ears.
My co-host, Ian Lee, absolutely loves Lisa. Like, right. He really fancies her. As like quite an attractive young woman who obviously takes pride in her appearance, would you aspire to look anything like Lisa?
Do you know what a funny story is? Yeah, that Zoom magazine had lookalikes of obviously everyone in the house, and they put a picture of me next to Lisa. Do you think I look like Lisa?
Not at all. Oh, and also, how fit do you reckon George Lamb is?
I think he is very, very fit. You like?
I like. Are you into the bow ties?
I do. I think it's very dapper.
Last question. Who do you think is going to win Big Brother 9?
Stu. I'm going to stick with Stu. I like Stu, yeah.
Okay.
But I think because he's in hell, he's not very happy. So we want to see him happy, then he might like perk up a little bit.
Big Brother. Sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney on Big Brother's Big Ears.
Yes, ooh, that is what I am talking about.
Love
me and you
going.
And him in here talking Big Brother. This is like a really sexy, horny dream.
Really,
this is real.
You're really scaring me.
Woo!
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Gemma. It's time.
Oh, yeah, Gemma.
Right, stop it, both of you. It's time. It's time to hit the Big Ears website. And I'm going to do some big up questions for you, Brian.
Oh, blatantly.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready, Eddie.
First question. Becky says, if you were in the house this year and elected as house leader, which housemates would you take into heaven with you and why?
How many would I have been able to take?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Okay.
I would have taken
Rex.
Yep.
I would have taken Lisa.
Yep.
I would have taken Dal.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably would have taken Darnell.
Why? Quick.
Rex, because he's arrogantly charming. He's just funny as anything. Darnell, because he seems to be fair enough. Lisa, because she's the mummy figure. And Dal, because he seems like some of my mates from home.
Same big match. Up!
Fair enough. Amy says, who's your favourite housemate at the moment?
Rex. He's just funny as anything.
Can I just say, Dale's kind of disappeared into the background a bit recently, isn't he? He's not really been doing for it since Jen has gone.
Disappeared in the background.
Maybe it was just Jen that was keeping him in the foreground a bit, because since she's gone, he's not really done anything.
The thing with Dale, though, when you do get something from Dale, you get rare gems, like your names in the diary room with Stuart. That was just so funny when they slate in Blender. Doobie doobie doo. And it's just, we really pinpointed it. When he doesn't say much, but when he does say something, it speaks volumes.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm a rare gem, Brian?
You are more than a rare gem, Jem.
Big up!
Rog.
Rog.
Just Rog, he makes me laugh. He's always on the online, anyway.
You bum Rog.
Rog says, so far you have been the only housemate to win who wasn't one of the originals.
Yeah.
What do you think helped you to do this? And do you think any of this year's extra housemates could do the same?
Well, like I said, because the boys went in late last year, so that's why, because everyone was gagging for gazers by the end of it. But I think if anyone could do it out of the newcomers, it would be Stuart.
Right.
Big up!
Rachie says, if you were in the house this year, would you act differently towards Mikey, or treat him the same as everyone else?
I would treat him the same as everyone else, because the whole point of Mikey being in the house is so that we just don't treat people differently for having disabilities. So, no, I would treat him exactly the same, really.
Sorry, I've just seen an email. I've got to read this email. I've been looking over your shoulder, sorry.
It's all right.
This is from Darren. It is despicable to see housemates throwing food.
What?
If they lived on a minimum wage, they would not be laughing.
The housemates do live on minimum wage. They've all lost the last food budget.
Oh, man, back to these.
Big up!
Sam says, having experienced it, how well do you think the three new housemates adapted into the house coming in at a late stage?
I think Belinda done well in the fact that she put her personality out there. Sarah and Mason, they haven't put their personalities out there enough. They haven't got stuck in enough, and they keep on looking down at someone like Bex for being too loud or too garish. But Bex is the one that's given us comedy value at the moment in the house, whether we like it or not.
Can I quickly say, Bex scrubs up quite well tonight. She looks pretty.
Do you know what? I think Bex gets too much hassle.
Well, do you remember when she went in, the night she went in, she had that short skirt that barely covered her
bum. I saw it in real life.
So she looked all right then, you know. Mm. She's as irritating as anything.
When she puts those minging hair extensions in, she looks like a crazy witch. But tonight, she just looked quite natural and nice ringlets.
You like witches, do you, Brian?
Do you know what I like about Bex is that she's good comedy value. She gives us something in the highlight shows, and not all the housemates do. So for that, she needs to be there till the end.
Big up!
Big Ears fan. Oh, hello, Big Ears fan.
Big Ears fan.
Who is your favourite housemate? Rex.
Rex, obviously.
And
if I had to do something for a second favourite at the moment, it'd probably be Lisa. Because she's the head girl at the moment for me.
Yeah, big up to Lisa, I say. Yeah.
That's so annoying, that big up. What I'm saying.
Big up!
Richard says, do you think Big Brother has been cruel enough to the housemates so far? If not, what do you think they should do next?
I think Big Brother has been pretty cruel to the housemates. But I think what Big Brother should do, they should actually, when they evict in housemates for the next 3 weeks, they should keep all the evictees and put them into a special house. Then in like a month's time, bring back a month's worth of evictees instead of putting new people in.
Big up!
Ralph says, if you were in the house now, who would you nominate?
Who would I nominate now? Rachel, because she would do nothing for my day. And Luke, because he's Babyface Assassin. And I'd have a knife right on my back.
Babyface Assassin? Well, that's a brilliant name for a film.
Tea is embedded in my body right now.
I just can't get by. If I haven't got a cup of tea, I just can't get by, Big Brother. It's what everybody's man deserves, a cup of tea in the morning. If I haven't got that, I just can't get by, Big Brother.
Oh, jog on. That boy is such a muppet. I'm not joking. If anyone is a proper full-on mackerel, it's him.
Okay, next big up. Comment table 2 says, what's been your favourite task so far?
Do you know what? I loved the task where they're doing a dance video. That was great.
Yeah.
And there's all the treadmills and stuff.
That was a good one.
And that was...
I had to sneeze then.
Sneezing.
And again.
She sneezed.
Right.
Bless you.
Just before we wrap up tonight, I want to play you something, Ian.
Do you, Gemma?
As you know, Mario came in last week and we chatted about...
I'm so gutted I missed Mario.
I know,
it was really
so
good.
Gutted.
It was a good one.
Did you get his phone number? Because I wouldn't mind hanging out with him for a drink or something.
Yeah, of course I did.
Like lemonade or something.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And we chatted about his time in the house, his favourite housemates, and even did a health and safety test with him. But he didn't want to stop there, so he recorded you a special message.
Mario Super Message!
He knows you're his favourite housemate. Enjoy, Ian.
Let's have it.
Hi, this is a message for Ian from Mario the Italian Stallion.
Yeah, what?
You too can be another member of my fan club.
Yes!
However, before you can do that, you're coming to have to meet me face to face.
What?
Look me in the eye. Take the challenge on. If you're successful, then you can have Lisa.
Yes! He's giving her away. I will look him in. I will take that challenge on. I will look that man in the eye.
That's brightened your whole evening.
Oh, I want to look Mario in the eye. I can't think of anything better than that.
We love Sean Asprey.
Oh, man.
Ian, it doesn't end there because we actually got Mario to record you two messages.
Oh, I love this man.
For a laugh, but because we thought that one was a bit tame.
Yeah.
Have a listen to this one.
Okay.
Hi, Irene. Just a little message for you, mate. Don't mess with my missus, mate. I'll be coming after you. Are you listening, mate? That's right, be afraid. Be very afraid. Watch over your shoulder. Do you like hospital food? Hey? You're going to be eating through a straw soon.
Oh, I'm laughing,
so
but
take
I'm
my
terrified.
Advice. Yeah? Go and get some other chick and leave Mario's alone. Yeah?
It sounds like he's getting very excited.
Yeah, he's going to come and attack you with his exfoliating glove.
Oh, my buttons next week. Can I have Be Afraid, Be Very Afraid, please? That was, Mario, man, fantastic. How exciting. Listen, very quickly, we've got time for one more call. That's made my day, that is. We've got Nikki. Nikki, hello.
Hiya.
Nikki, what can we... yes.
Hi.
What can we do for you, Nikki?
I tell you what, you could let me put me back on the right track. I'm lost in the middle of London at the moment. I'm sat in the car with my mates. We've just left Big Brother's live eviction.
Yeah.
We're on our way back to our tent in the bloody cold and the rain, and we're lost. Well, we've driven up the wrong way.
Where's your tent?
It's in a place called Waltham Cross.
Oh, my nan used to live there.
did she?
She actually
quite
did. No, not in a tent. She could afford a flat.
She could afford a flat? No,
can I just get this straight? You came to London and you camped in Wolverham Cross, so you pitched a tent just so you'd come to the eviction.
Yeah, we've driven for 4 hours. We pitched a tent and we literally got back in the car, got changed, got back in the car, went straight to Big Brother. Put the tent up in the rain. It's
record time.
Record time. It took us 20 minutes to put an 8-month tent up.
Nikki, we've got to say goodbye, Nikki, because we're doing a surprise here on the show.
From your birthday card.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brian. From Big Brother 9.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you, guys. Don't get to blow it out.
Yeah, I got my wish.
I made a wish.
Oh,
I love you.
I'm getting a little bit sexually aroused here.
Thank you, Ian.
That's fantastic.
Thank you, Big Ears people.
I don't know who they are either, Brian. I've got no idea.
That is so nice. Oh,
yes, we have a whole cake to eat at the end of the show.
We have a whole cake. Brian, listen, thanks
chocolate
for coming
cake.
In. Enjoy
thanks
yourself.
For having me.
Very quickly,
it.
Who's going to win it?
I'm Rex.
He's going to win?
I'm going to say who I want to win.
Who do you think's going to win?
Who I think's going to win?
Yep.
Dal.
Okay, good lad. Now, that's all we've got time for. Thanks to Brian. Thank you to Tom from BB on the Streets. Thanks to everyone who got in touch tonight. Join us. Nikki, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm listening.
Yeah, yeah, I know you're lost.
We're still lost.
Yeah, I know you are. We finished and we're going home, though, so...
Good luck with finding the tent.
Yes. Goodbye, Nikki.
Thanks, bye.
We're never going to hear from her again.
Do you know what? Next year's Big Brother eviction should be at Glastonbury. So people can camp outside.
Goodness, she's having her own Big Brother festival experience.
Yeah,
yeah, it sounds like a real winner. Join us on Tuesday at 11:30 p.m. straight after Big Brother's Big Mouth, when tonight's evicted housemate Belinda is going to be live. Give me the strength in this studio.
I can't wait. I just got some evil looks off Brian because I ate some chocolate off the top of his cake.
No, I don't like chocolate.
We're here. Oh, that's right then. We're here every Tuesday and every Friday night for all.
I love the cake.
Both of you, be quiet.
Sorry, Gemma. It's Gemma's bit. Go on.
For all things Big Brother, if you haven't done it already, then subscribe to the Big Ears podcast by iTunes. Maybe we could get to number one day.
No, we won't, because that's Stephen Fry, then it's Gervais, and then it's Jimmy Carr. But we can definitely get in the top 60.
Okay.
I know we can do it.
For now, get your telly on, and you can watch Big Brother live through the night, or you can go and watch Tom online. E4.com. Tom. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Big Brother's Big Ears. Go to the website for more. Channel4.com/Big Brother.
Marjorie uses her Liberty Sim to text her secret lover, Doris. Big Brother. Sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.